This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Michael Evans, a longtime expert on the Middle East. He's author of many books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left, and World Chaos, A Carter-Obama Plan That Will Not Work, a book that also refers to the instability that we're seeing right now in Egypt, something that Dr. Evans foresaw. He's also been a longtime personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So we want to get his insights on everything that's happened in Egypt, how it impacts Israel and the rest of the Middle East. And Dr. Evans, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg.
How closely does what we've seen over the last 2.5 weeks here match up to what you feared would happen?
Faster than I thought. Listen, the Iranian Revolution took approximately 40 days. This one took barely 3 weeks. It's much bigger and much more serious than the Iranian Revolution, but it's been orchestrated the same way from the White House, precisely the same way as Jimmy Carter did with Iran.
A lot of the discussion, of course, in the mainstream media is that the people in the streets are just poor folks who want their rights. These aren't radicals. They're largely secular. We even have some Obama administration officials saying the Muslim Brotherhood is secular. So they're saying that we shouldn't fear too much that it's going to end up like Iran. Why do you believe that it's on the same course?
Well, number one, the majority of the people that were in the revolution in Iran were young people. That's, in fact, true, young people. But are they secular people? Of course they're not. The big rallies are always on Friday after they go to the mosques. These are individuals that are fundamentally anti-Israel, anti-Jew. More than 60% of the population that's going to vote supports the Muslim Brotherhood, as supports Sharia law. It's a very serious thing. The system that's gaming it is, in fact, the Muslim Brotherhood. They're doing the same thing to this system that Khomeini did to the regime at the time of the Shah when it was overthrown.
And in terms of what happens next year in the next few months, some think that the military, which has been a strong ally of the United States, might be a pretty stable force. Would you like to see them kind of stay in there for a while? Or
the military is going to go through the same type of things as they went through in Iran. It was the Iranian military that was a stable force. And my friend Dutch Hauser, who was the commander-in-chief of the European forces, was sent by Carter to work with the military. Now that Gates has done the same thing with our present military, our Secretary of Defense, he's done the same thing with the Egyptian military. I can tell you what's been told. He's told I have a contact in Mubarak's camp who told me recently that fundamentally that they threatened the military. They told the military, you either play ball with us or the money will stop. Now, the money, the funding, the $1.5 billion has been going to the Egyptian military. It's a corporation within a corporation. So a lot of the strings are being pulled from the White House.
So what are we going to see from either our administration or the rhetoric from those who wish to take power in Egypt? What are some of the benign things we're likely to hear if, in fact, they're on this path to a Sharia-led system?
Well, it's going to take time. Now, this is a theater, and you're dumbing down the masses, and so you can't get them to digest too much too quick. So this is going to be a slower process in moving the Muslim Brotherhood into the country and taking over the country. When elections happen, you can be certain on the first run, if they're fair elections, the Muslim Brotherhood will win, and they'll win the presidency of the country. Now, will they make radical statements? Most likely not up front on the first tier, because they want to hang on to that money, and they want to hang on to the nation. But this is a crisis for the state of Israel. Israel is in big trouble now. They've lost another border, the southern border. There's only one, and this caliphate, you've got two caliphates now. You have the Shia caliphate in Iran. Now you've got a potential Sunni caliphate coming out of Egypt. The next target will be Jordan. And with Jordan going, if Jordan goes, God forbid, then Israel's surrounded.
What is the best way, if there is a way, to avoid this happening?
The best way to avoid it happening is for the United States to stand by Israel with moral clarity, because one thing all of these people have in common is they hate Jews. They're bigots. And this bigotry, this racism, they feed off it. Listen, the average Egyptian does not believe that Osama bin Laden blew up the World Trade Tower. They believe the Zionists and the CIA did it. You have so much so many viruses within this system that you have to define moral clarity. He who defines the terms controls the debate. Now, what's happening right now is that secular left media is controlling the debate. They're defining this as a Berlin Wall falling. It sounds lovely. They did the same darn thing with the overthrow of the Shah of Iran. And I can tell you this. When the truth comes out, you'll find out how many strings were pulled by the Obama administration to achieve this objective. It did not happen without the support of the White House and the State Department, I assure you.
And was that indicative of how we saw them respond to Mubarak's refusal to leave initially on Thursday?
Oh, 100%. Listen, when Iran fell, the president of France told me, Giscard d'Estaing, he told me that Carter had met with him and told him to his face, and the German chancellor and the British prime minister, that they were overthrowing the Shah of Iran and they were setting up a new government. Now, I can tell you this, if Jimmy Carter did that in the time of the Shah, then Obama has done something similar. Remember, when Obama went to Cairo, he's the one who invited the Muslim Brotherhood to hear his speech. He doesn't have a problem with the Muslim Brotherhood because he doesn't believe in evil. He really thinks these are little George Washingtons that just haven't matured.
A couple of quick questions for Dr. Mike Evans before we let you go, sir. You mentioned that you fear that Jordan could be next. How much danger is Jordan in right now?
Big, big danger. Jordan, because of the fact that Jordan has so many members of the Muslim Brotherhood in their camp and the fact that the Palestinians are all over the place, and the opulence between two parties, it's huge. Listen, Jordan was saved during the time of the PLO when they tried to overthrow the country. They were saved by the State of Israel. That's why Israel is going to be so important right now. Believe it or not, for these Muslim countries to survive, many of them are going to need Israel's assistance covertly to stabilize them, because they're in a lot of trouble. The wind of this thing is much bigger. This is not a democratic wind. This is a theocratic wind. This is a very well thought out plan to exploit the media, a cyber war, if you would have it, where radical Islam has found a brand new weapon. Yes, they can tweet. But listen, the majority of suicide bombers have been recruited through cyber weapons, the internet. So this isn't something that we should be refreshed about. We've got to ask ourselves, we question these 80 million people in Egypt. If this becomes an Islamic center of gravity for a Sunni caliphate and revolution, when's it going to come to the West? The vast majority of terror that we've experienced have come out of Egypt. It was Mohammed Atta that came out of it. It was Sheikh Abdul Rahman. I could name 50 of these people that were Muslim Brotherhood people that had been involved in world terror. So this is not a good day for us at all.
Last question. Given all that's happened in Egypt, the threat that's posed to Jordan, and obviously the ongoing threat from Iran, what do you suspect is the reaction and perhaps policy considerations of your friend, Prime Minister Netanyahu?
Bibi Netanyahu is in an existential trade wind. He knows it. Because Obama doesn't believe we're at war. Why was this created? Why was the Mubaraks of the world empowered by us to deter communism, to deter Nazism before? Now, Obama doesn't believe we're in a war against fascism, Islamofascism. Because he doesn't believe that, Bibi Netanyahu is going to be put on the chopping block. I am sure of this because I've met with over 30 of the top leaders in the nation 6 weeks ago, that Israel is going to be forced into an appeasement, a plan to appease Arab rage. So look for that. The Obama administration is going to start putting an enormous amount of pressure on the State of Israel to resolve the Palestinian crisis with a new peace plan to appease Arab rage. Because the Arabs have got to deter. Listen, they've got to deter the wind right now. If they could get the focus off of their own countries, back onto the Zionists and blame the Zionists again, some of them may be able to survive. So Israel's got some real, very serious pressure on them right now that'll come in from the White House vis-a-vis East Jerusalem, wanting that divided, not to speak of the Iranian crisis. The Iranians have just won the Super Bowl of terror. They just got an enormous pass for misbehavior, and they can move with impunity right now because there's nothing Obama can do to bother the Iranians anymore, because the alligators are out of the swamp.
Certainly a bleak picture. Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Evans, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Mike Evans is the author of Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos. He's a longtime Middle East expert and a longtime personal friend of current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.